Joining us on the line is Cantonitha Horn, the editor of the Mohawk Nation News. Hi. Cantonitha, hi. Yeah, thanks for joining us on the show. Actually, the last time we talked to you was December of 2008, and you were just recovering from an attack by these government officials, right?
Attacked by the border guards at Cornwall.
Right.
That's when I had a heart attack.
Right. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What is the latest? What's been going on since?
I've been charged. The attack was took place, and I was hospitalized, and I've been under medical care ever since. It was a trauma-induced heart attack. It was on June 14th, 2008. I've been home. I've never left.
Right.
Half years. I was arrested last July.
Right.
And there were two outstanding cross-Canada warrants for my arrest, and it was for assault and obstruction against 14 of these border guards. You know, it was a special commando unit that came out and assaulted me on June the 14th in 2008. So anyway, now I'm being charged with assaulting them, and I'm the one that ended up in the hospital, and I'm the one with the heart attack. So the cops said that they had to transport me somewhere, but they wouldn't tell me where, and they also wouldn't let me call anybody. And this was, I was in a car by myself, and I just went off Ganawage. I was on my way to the license bureau. I wanted to pay my car registration, and that's when they stopped me. And I rarely ever leave my home, and that's the one time I did. So I guess I was being watched. So anyway, they put me in the back of the police car, and it was about 80, maybe 90 degrees, and very, very hot. And I started to have heart palpitations, and I couldn't breathe, and I was choking, and I was banging on the window, and I told them that they had to give me some air, and I showed them my my nitro stick. And they opened the doors, and I told them to call an ambulance to take me to the hospital immediately. So anyway, they brought me to the hospital, and I was there for a few days. So they told me to call this number, and it was the Agwesasne Mohawk Police who had made these charges against me on behalf of the Canadian Border Services Agents. This is the Canadian government. Anyway, so I said, well, what are the charges for? And they said, well, we can't tell you. I said, why not? Well, you have to come here, and then maybe we'll tell you. I said, I'm sorry, but I can't go anywhere. I said, I can't travel. So anyway, I ended up getting a lawyer, and he called, and then he told me that it was for assault and obstruction. And so anyway, he asked for the evidence. And so eventually we did get the evidence, and it was all just what the 14 people had to say to each other, you know, corroborating each other. Like, they sat together, and it's what it looked like anyway. But anyway, then we asked for the videos, because the video cameras were on at the border at the checkpoint at the time.
Right.
And there was about 17 of them. So we asked for that, and it took a while, but we got those. We just got them, so I haven't had a chance to see them. Anyway, so the lawyer said, well, you know, they want to have a trial, and they all this kind of stuff. It's going to be a big case, because there's so many of us that have been arrested at that border point, Mohawks, and being assaulted and arrested and cars seized and all kinds of phony charges, bogus charges on us and so on. So now this big case is coming up, which is supposed to be me, and probably I'm to be made an example of. So anyway, I'm not sure what they're going to accomplish other than maybe put me in jail. And, you know, I don't know for how long, but I'm very concerned about it, and mm-hmm. I do have to get a pretty high-priced lawyer, and I don't have that kind of money because I'm in the 71st year of my life, and I just get my pensions, which everybody else gets, and I think people know how much that is. And so I'm having to raise money. I'm selling my car. I don't think I can get a job. I don't think anybody would hire me. Anyway, so that's what's happening. That's where it's at. The border issue is pretty hot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly, and it's seems very absurd that, you know, they're charging a senior woman with assaulting at this thing, especially when the way that you've described the story on, and you can check out the MohawkNationNews.com, when you describe the story as like 12 on one or 12 on two, I guess. But, you know, it's what we've gone through here in Toronto in the past few months, just since the summer, is definitely solidified in my eyes a lot of the things that you're talking about in the Mohawk Nation News, is very true and becoming true, because what we saw at the end of June was the G20 here in Toronto, and it was basically like martial law lockdown of the whole downtown Toronto. So I guess, like, with where we're at in this day and age, like at this time, do you think that it's like, are you seeing a lot of your past things that you've written about in the Mohawk Nation News coming true? What are your thoughts on the New World Order that's emerging here?
Well, I see that a lot of non-Native people who stand up to the authorities are being falsely charged, being brutalized. They're beginning to be treated like Native people. And I think it's kind of shocking to people to be treated like that. And somehow, you know, we've grown up knowing that that's the way we're treated, with disdain, with violations of our human rights, racism. This we've experienced all our lives from the day we're born. And so now non-Native people are experiencing it, and I don't know if they know what to do. I just know that we're having to I'm going to try and fight my case. It's a bogus case, and I'm not doing it just for myself. I'm doing it for everybody who's being mistreated, just the same as the people who were there for the big trade meeting, trade organization meeting,
right.
And at this time, I'm not seeing very much difference in the way that charges are being, you know, phony charges are being put on young people, and then they're let go. At least they're let go. We're not let go. We're imprisoned. We're fined. Thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, and they put criminal records on us, and we can't go here, we can't go there. There's so many conditions put on us, and I think that might have happened to a few of the people,
mm-hmm.
but for us, that's a common occurrence, to go to the border, to be assaulted, to have our, have charges brought on us, phony charges, and then to year after year after year to have us running to the court and spending thousands upon thousands of dollars. So I'm not sure You know, I'm doing it. I'm going to fight it. Mm-hmm. I need help. I can't do it alone. I need people to help me with the paying the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go there, and I need people to voice their, you know, what they think of this, the injustice of it. I need that. We need that, and I guess we need to stick together.
For real, yeah. And thanks a lot, Cantonitha Horn, for speaking with us. Hopefully we can have you on again in the future for a longer segment. But thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, thanks a lot. And that's Cantonitha Horn, the editor of the Mohawk Nation News. You can check out mohawknationnews.com, and it's always great to speak with Cantonitha Horn.